My name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the One Another Project, the Wellcome Trust. The date today is the 12th of August 2009 and the time is 3:13 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
Yep, I'm Alison Gray, I'm 37 and I'm from Glasgow.
How are you?
I'm nervous.
Is there anything in particular that you're nervous about?
Oh, just going on the plinth. Being that high up and in that, you know, in front of so many people.
When did you come down from Glasgow?
Just today. Got here this afternoon and heading off tomorrow morning. Or this morning. Yeah.
What time are you going back?
Heading back about 11 o'clock, I think my flight is. Really just doing this, go for a wander, get some breakfast and then head home.
Can you remember how you first heard about the One Another Project?
Yeah, I was in my car going to work and it was just mentioned on the radio that it would be coming up in, I think it was 2 or 3 months' time, and then it just so happened the next time I heard it on the radio on the way to work as well, just saying that was it up and running, and there was a website you could go and put your name on. So I went along and got into work and that was the first thing I did. I just thought it was a great idea.
Why did you think it was a great idea?
It seemed really cool. It just seemed a great chance, a really good opportunity. I hadn't really thought terribly far into it. It was a kind of, that was a fairly shallow response to it. It sounds fab, but I hadn't really thought about kind of in-depth understanding of why I was doing it, and I just thought it was a great chance to get involved in something that was really interesting. So
how did you feel when they told you you had a place?
A bit shocked, really. I was kind of surprised. I'd worked out my statistics of getting chosen. I knew, being in Scotland, that I had a better chance because there was probably less people applying with it being further away. But still, I was just, I'd just got back from a holiday and I saw that I'd been chosen, so I was well chuffed.
Where were you on holiday?
I was in France for a week. So I thought it was a bit late for putting my name down for it. When I got back, I'd missed my 4-day period to get back in touch, but it's still, they accepted me, so that was fine.
What do you do with your hour on the plinth?
I've brought some, I've printed out lots of names of family and friends and people that I've been in touch with in years gone by, folk I've lost touch with, and I just thought it was a good chance. I'm never on television, I'm never on websites or anything like that, so I thought it was a really good chance to kind of just see who I was and who I am amongst other people and who's important to me. So that, and I didn't feel that I wanted to kind of entertain people, I wanted to entertain the people that I know. It's kind of difficult to connect with lots of people that you don't know, so this is my way of making it about me and my family and friends.
Just going back to what you said now, so it's about me. What would you be saying about yourself, do you think?
I think a big part of each person is about who they're connected to, and you know, whether that be your work colleagues or your family, your friends and people that you met at school, and just all the different people that are involved in your life. So I think it tells you where my connections are with people.
What do you do for a living?
I said skills manager. I work for Skills Development Scotland, so I manage a team of people that help people with careers advice and folk that are needing help getting into work, young people that are quite far away from the job market, and help with employability.
Could you tell me a bit more about your role?
I'm a team leader, so I manage a team of 12 people who go into schools. We've got a centre in Clydebank just in the outskirts of Glasgow, and people can come in and find out more about getting jobs at the moment. That's dead relevant because the economy's not doing so well, so there's a lot of people coming into our centre and finding out about doing CVs or getting help with mock interviews. And I also manage a team of people that work with care leavers.
What's that?
Young people leaving care are looked after and accommodated, so you know, they tend to have lots of different reasons why it's really difficult for them to get to work and or get to college or wherever. So it's kind of providing support for them to take the wee steps that lead to something bigger and better for them.
And what is the job market like in Glasgow at the moment?
Well, it depends what kind of jobs that you're looking for. You know, I mean, there's certain industries aren't doing so well, but we've got lots of infrastructure stuff with the Common Games coming up, so there's lots of exciting stuff happening there. So if people that want to do construction can get in there. There's also lots of roadworks, like there's a new motorway extension and all those kind of things. And I suppose care work is always, you know, is always needed. But then there's other markets like retail that's not doing so well just now.
What's the general feeling towards the Commonwealth Games?
I think everyone's really excited about it. It's our kind of mini Olympics, I suppose. It's really exciting to see what's happening in London with the Olympics, and you kind of feel that this is our, you know, the Scottish smaller kind of version of it, and it's bringing a lot of jobs and wealth to the city, and it's just really cool to be involved in something that's going to be bringing loads of people to Glasgow and to Scotland. I'm kind of like showing off the city and our country, so it'll be very good. It'll be, hopefully it'll be great, and we'll get a few gold medals as well.
Did you grow up in Glasgow?
Kind of. I kind of grew up till I was about 11 in Glasgow, and then I moved to Essex and was in Essex for 7 years, and then back to Glasgow for, yeah, most of the time since then.
What was it that prompted the move to Essex?
Oh, well, I was 11, so it wasn't really me that prompted it. So my dad's work, so my mum and dad and I and my brothers moved down here for 7 years, and then I went to university back up in Glasgow.
What did you make of Essex? What did you think of it?
Well, it's quite, I think people in Essex are quite different to Glasgow people. I mean, they're have a different attitude to things, and stuff like humour, I think, quite sarky and quite dry and sarcastic. And I don't think translates terribly well. But Essex as a place was fine to live for a few years, says I kindly.
How would you describe yourself as a person? Sort of person?
I don't think I would describe myself. I don't think it would be.
Did you choose three words to go on the profile?
I did, but I just chose I cheated a wee bit and just used a wee phrase. I used "Monie a mickle" because, you know, many small things make a big thing, and that was kind of relevant to what I'm doing in the plinth, where it's all my family, friends, names and everything round about me. So it's just about, you know, I'm just one person and amongst a whole load of people. So but I think, like, if you want descriptions of people, you have to ask the folk round about them, really. I don't think I'm a very good judge of my own character.
What did you do before you had your took up your present job?
I've worked with people in mental health issues that had left long-term hospital and moved into their own homes, and helped them to be supported in the community.
So had you always wanted to work with people? Clearly your last two roles have been really focused.
Yeah, I really like working with people. I've worked in homeless accommodation, and then I worked with elderly people doing welfare rights, and then with people with mental health issues or learning disability. And now with people that are kind of away from the job market. So yeah, I really, it's good fun meeting people, and it keeps things really varied. And it's just more interesting than sitting behind a desk all day, I think.
What was your family's reaction to you taking part in this project?
Oh, well, I think they think I'm slightly nuts. But I think it's pretty cool, actually. Just odd, but quite an interesting idea. And my friends have been great. They've been really supportive. They think it's very. They're all very excited about it. They're terribly excited. They've been on pledging and lots of texting and stuff. So they're all really keen to see what I'm going to do up there.
Have you ever had any experience of performing in any shape or form?
No, none whatsoever. No.
How do you feel about people watching you up there?
That's probably the most nerve-wracking thing. It's kind of odd. I would never have said that I'd be the kind of person that would get up and what feels like perform in front of people, although I'm not doing a performance. But there's something about this that kind of makes you go, oh, what the heck, I'm just going to do it anyway. And I think, you know, 10 years ago I wouldn't have probably done it, but now I think the expectation is that people know that they have their pictures up there, and with the internet you're a lot more visible, I think, to people. So it seems more reasonable now than it would have done 10, 15 years ago, I think.
Just because of the number of people watching it?
Because
of the people watching it, sorry?
Because of people...
What did you just say?
Well, it just feels like... because of the internet and things like Facebook and...
Okay.
All the different things that you have on the internet, you tend to have your photo attached now, and people are much more aware of who people are, and there's lots of, you know, you can send video clips of yourself to people, and although I've not really been into that, it's just people are much more visible and recorded than ever before, so it seems like you just have to kind of go with it, I think.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley's work before this project?
Just... the Angel of the North, really, and I mean, I'd heard of one or two other bits and bobs, but not really anything in particular.
What would you say is important to you in life at the moment?
I think always important is the people around about me, but I think just living life to the full and, you know, enjoying different experiences and putting yourself out there and doing something that does make you nervous and kind of have to think about things, because I think that's one thing that the plinth does. It makes you think, well, you know, it goes from being a kind of, you know, that, what's that person doing up there, that's, you know, why are they doing that, to, oh my god, what am I going to do, and what are you, you know, when it's real that you're going to be up there, then it becomes a different thing. So I've kind of gone off on a tangent there, but you know, it's just kind of it's interesting when you're actually in the position of having to be up on the plinth to think about what you really are going to do, and it's made a lot of my friends and folk that know that I'm going up there think about what they would do as well, and talk about art and talk about where you know, where they think art is and what they think art is and what I think art is, and it's just got discussion going, and it's been really, really effective for that. And because it's so high profile, it's been particularly effective, I think, in making people consider what art is, which is great.
Do you think any of your friends might be tempted to apply?
I know one person has applied, and I think quite a lot of them are going to live vicariously through me, and are in fact, this is ideal for them because they feel connected to it, but at the same time they don't actually have to do it. So I think maybe one or two people might apply, but mostly I think folk are like, oh, that's great, you know, they feel they've been involved in it without having to do too much, I think.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.